9:37 in the morning.
Phone for the 7th, 2020, 9:30
Resolve issues raised by customers and monitor the quality of our services. For further details of our data use and your rights, please refer to our privacy statement online. With your Enfield Connected account, it's quick and easy to make a payment, request a service, and so much more. To learn more, visit enfield.gov.uk. Otherwise, please choose from these six options so we can get you to the right team. If you need information regarding the coronavirus, please visit gov.uk or 111.nhs.uk if you're feeling unwell. If your call is regarding our offer to support you with food, medicine collection or COVID-19 hardship, please dial the following number, 0203 821 1966, between the hours of 9:30am to 4:30pm, Monday to Friday. Please note, this service is closed on bank holidays. To make a payment, press 1. For inquiries regarding council tax and benefit inquiries, it's 2. Please note, with immediate effect, this is the only option that can now deal with these inquiries. For help with waste and recycling, choose 3. For inquiries regarding homelessness, housing advice, tenancy, rent or repairs, press 4. For registrars, choose 5. For help with anything else, it's 6. If you're calling about your council tax or housing benefit, please press 1. For anything else, it's 2.
Hello, good morning. You're through to Enfield Capital Customer Services. Sorry if you experienced any wait today. You're speaking with Joe. How can I help?
How you doing, Joe? I'm just trying to make a few inquiries. I wanted to get a telephone number for a whistleblowing policy for Enfield Council. There was one, and I believe that was 379-3901, and that was advertised in, because of the right to equality, the Act of Equality 2010, the council has to publish their policies to the public on the 31st of every 3 months or something, is that correct? And the policies that are online now, the number, the whistleblowing policy number has been turned off. So I was just trying to get another number to actually contact people in regards to issues I've got to do with fraud that would go through the whistleblowing line. Also, I have a one-way point of contact, which her name is Karen Howe. And I forwarded, asked for an email to be forwarded to her, asking her to contact myself or my mother back, and she hasn't done so, and I'm suffering because of her negligence in her not being my point of contact and not contacting me. Do you know, like, every day's passing by and she could be addressing the issues of concern rather than trying to prevent them from being resolved. I was wondering if you could help me with the two issues. Basically, a chief executive's telephone number would be optional to be able to contact the chief executive's office. A whistleblowing policy number to contact Enfield Council about fraud and issues of concern about the running abilities of their objectives for their company. And three, a point of contact to be able to get through to Karen Howe, maybe an email sent to her if you could help me.
I have had just a quick look online, and now the thing about it is I believe that raising the whistleblowing policy, just have a look, you may want to report it to your director is the thing. Now I do have a few different names and contact numbers as well as their email address as well.
To who?
It depends on what team you are. It's
in regards to quite a few different teams inside of Enfield Council. I've been passed through round through the years, and I've had good points of concern to be raised, and it should have been dealt with by Enfield Council in a non-biased manner. I don't feel that that's happened. I can prove that they've had fraudulent applications, and the fraud has come from inside of, by staff inside of the company. So I've gone through to chief executive's directors, and they keep pushing me back down to head of communications and that. Communications ain't able to deal with it because they've been part of the conspiracy that I'm claiming about. So I would like to be... chief executives seem to have a secretary and won't let you go above to them. I've forwarded them emails. There's been correspondence from 2016 to Ian Davis up till March 2019, with MPs being addressed and everybody else, and everyone seems to be overseeing the finer points of what I'm actually claiming. So, and I'm not happy with their decisions. I've been accused of making fictitious phone calls to the council. I've got the recordings. I'm requesting it. That's a separate issue. I'm requesting information for that. I'm just basically trying to get hold of Karen Howe and ask her to send me an email or telephone my phone number. And there must be a whistleblowing policy direct still, is that? Because you was going to give me some emails to where to a director, is that what you said?
As I say, I've just had a quick look online. I can find the whistleblowing policy, as far as I can tell, the most up-to-date form for this. In regards to this, this was through the fraud section. Yeah, so the fraud section on the Enfield Council website.
Okay.
It has the whistleblowing policy and procedure on there. Now, from there, as I say, there are
numerous numbers.
Seven different.
379-3901 is one of them, to the director's office.
So yeah, that would go to Ian Davis, the chief.
Yeah, they've turned the phone to avoid the actual complaint, and they've locked me in my house. They forged an ASBO together, the council and the neighbourhood office team did. The council have admitted that the neighbourhood office team belongs to them. Not only did that, I've got their release notes where they're talking to the doctors saying that, well, we're going to have to clean this mess up that we've created. And they've basically said, we're going to have to start making some history on Mr. Caldwell. They'll start saying the next day, oh, Simon's crazy. Started sending doctors to my houses for assessments. They hadn't even met me, these people, like Dawn Allen and Sarah Fletcher and Jeffrey O'Mann, the team leader, Louise Brown, Jackie Gubby, the list goes on for them, a Banksy from the team, do you know? And basically, I can pinpoint with evidence exactly what they've all done to me in the neighbourhood office team, and I can pinpoint what the council's actually done to me, do you know that? So basically, every time I'm ringing them and I'm speaking to them on the phone, they're just trying to be funny to me and belittle me, undermine me, and breach my human rights and my Statue of Liberties. They're telling me that I am basically crazy and I shouldn't be. I'm only allowed one point of contact now, Karen Howe, and it's got to the extent where they know that I'm so right, they've turned the phone number off. If you try and ring 379-3901, it don't ring no more. And they've just done that the other day to avoid contact with me. Told me I need to speak to Karen Howe. My mother's emailing Karen Howe asking her to contact her, and it's out of all that. And I'm also forwarding the messages to Karen Howe asking her to contact me, but she won't contact us. And I've got a letter here that's saying she's the only point of contact that we're allowed to have now, and at any point I should make all complaints through her. So,
Can I take your postcode and house number, please, sir?
EN3, Echo November 3, 7 Juliet, Quebec, and that's door number 109, Burncroft Avenue.
Lovely, thank you. Can I take your name as well, please?
Mr. Caldwell, Simon Caldwell. The telephone number, can you see, you can't see the number that I'm calling off, because I've been banned from phoning the Civic Centre, so they've blocked my mobile number, so I can't call you now unless I'm calling you on a withheld number. That's why it's come up withheld. Give me 2 seconds, actually. I might have it in just inside of here in 2 seconds. Sorry for being...
No worries.
1 second, I've just got to go through. I put it inside somewhere. And the list. Yeah, it's incorrect for the number to be done. 07864-217-519.
So it's under the fraud kind of category. Hill Council website. Now, there is the whistleblowing policy and procedure there, is the thing. Now, from there as well, additionally, there is a PDF form. The PDF form has the information of our sort of heads of service.
I've contacted all of the phone numbers one by one and recorded myself, and I've been belittled by every single one of them. They've all passed the buck along to somebody else, pushing it over to Ian, and Ian's hiding behind the table somewhere. Do you know, like, Jeremy Chambers is a vital part of what's been going on as well. He's the legal executive director for North London, and, you know, I can't believe he's paid the salary he's paid for the way that he manages the company. He's left it in a terrible state with me making the claims and accusations with the evidence I've got against it. He should have cleaned this mess up a long time ago. That's what he's paid to do, I believe, and to protect everyone with minimal impact on society and on property, on people and property. They don't have the right intentions. He's a very hard man to go to, anyway.
In this case, sir, if you are wholly dissatisfied with the way that the council has handled this claim, I would recommend you to seek external advice and external assistance.
Out of body information external. The problem is, I've spoke to the insurance companies, and I've got the insurance company for Enfield Council, and I've got the recordings of me talking to them, and I've got the same for the police and neighbourhood office and that. And when I'm speaking to the insurance companies, normally an insurance company is its own bureau, and they will make their own investigations. When I'm speaking to the QBE is explaining to me that all of my report and all of my evidence has to be given to Ian Davis and to that team, into the team in there that I'm accusing of fraud, and then them are the ones that have to pass that to them. I don't feel how that's fit, because at the end of the day, I'm giving it to the same people that's just blatantly frauded a load of information and locked me in my house for 8 years and allowed me to be tortured, passed my personal data out through the general public, and made deceitful liars about me, portraying like a perception of me, and now it's left my life in danger. Do you know, not just myself, they've had a lot massive effect on a lot of other people around me, as well as the welfare for the members of my estate. Do you know, look, we've all been through a lot because of the decisions made from that council, and them picking up pens and typing on computers and making official documentation that wasn't true. Do you know, and I feel like right now I'm just in a bit of a story. Well, I'm going to leave it at that. Is there any way that you can send an email to Karen Howe asking her to contact me again today and say that I've contacted you to this Civic Centre today on the 13th of the 7th, 2020 at 9:50 in the morning, because she's failed to make point of contact with me, and I understand that I'm making an appeal against the decision of the fictitious statement, so I'm allowed to contact any person in the Civic Centre, but that doesn't matter. That has no bearing on that she still is my first point of contact, and she should still contact me or have some courtesy in regards to dealing with me, a member of the public, and actually at least talk to me at least once and listen to my side of the story.
Can I just confirm the email address that you've got for Karen Howe? Yeah,
I know it's live because she's sending me emails off of it, telling me Jeremy and her have all signed a load of emails saying RE fictitious and unreasonable complaints, a load of just complete and utter useless cover up. The email that I have been getting forwarded off by her is complaintsandinformation@enfield.gov.uk, and she's not left her phone number. She said, Karen Howe, Complaints and Information Service Manager, Complaints and Information Team, Enfield Council. She never left a telephone number, and she's not left an email there other than complaintsandinformation@enfield.gov.uk. She didn't intend to make contact with me, but the way it seems that she was just going to try to undermine me and bully me into not contacting back on making my insurance claim or claim against these people and standing up for justice, for all the justice that I deserve. It feels like she hasn't marked it up with an email for herself, she hasn't left the phone number, and she's just sent a horrible letter. It's quite biased. Yeah, is there any way that we can just leave it at that and be able to? There is no other number to contact Chief Executive Office at the moment on the computer or available that you understand of. Hello? Alright, it run off again.